From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Monitors and civil defense workers alleged Tuesday that Syrian government or Russian warplanes carried out a toxic gas attack on a rebel-held town in northern Syria, killing dozens of people and injuring hundreds more. The Union of Medical Care and Relief Organizations, a coalition of Western humanitarian and medical organizations, put the death toll at 100, with more than 350 injured. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says at least 11 children were among the dead after airstrikes on the town of Khan Sheikhoun in the province of Idlib. Syrian opposition activists described the attack as among the worst in the country's brutal six-year civil war, and the main political opposition group, the Syrian National Coalition, dubbed it a horrifying massacre. Russia has categorically denied any role in the attack. Syria's government denied using chemical weapons against civilians. The UN Security Council will hold an emergency meeting to discuss the incident on Wednesday morning. Russian investigators have identified Kyrgyz-born Akbarjan Jalilov as the suicide bomber who carried out Monday's deadly attack on a crowded subway train in St. Petersburg. The death toll from the blast has risen to 14 people, with several of the dozens of injured in critical condition. Russian police released photos of the 22-year-old suspected bomber, Jalilov, who they said was born in Osh and became a Russian citizen in 2011. Please look at our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Trump administration is ending U.S. funding for the United Nations Population Fund, accusing the agency of supporting coercive abortion or involuntary sterilization. The U.S. State Department sent a letter to the Senate Foreign Relations Committee Monday, saying it will withhold $32.5 million from the fund in its 2017 budget. The letter said the agency works with China's National Health and Family Planning Commission, which carries out Beijing's two-child policy that limits the number of children Chinese couples can have. U.S. President Donald Trump is suggesting that Susan Rice, the national security advisor for his predecessor, former President Barack Obama, spied on conversations Trump aides had with foreign nationals last year and sought to unmask their identities for political gain. Rice said Tuesday the accusation was absolutely false. Rice told MSNBC there is no truth to Trump's claim a month ago that Obama wiretapped him. The allegation was also widely debunked by U.S. lawmakers and intelligence officials. But Trump, in a string of Twitter comments in the last 2 days, has approvingly cited news accounts alleging that Rice ordered spy docs on Trump. Rice said that in her key White House posting, she reviewed U.S. intelligence reports on a daily basis. President Trump holds his first meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping on Thursday. Their talks at the president's Mar-a-Lago resort in the southern United States may not turn out to be as warm as the Florida weather. VOA White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman has a preview.
President Trump telegraphed on Twitter his prognosis for his first encounter with China's president, saying it will be a very difficult discussion since the U.S. can no longer have massive trade deficits and job losses. At a White House meeting, Trump told U.S.-based manufacturers they will find it interesting to watch his meeting in Florida with Xi Jinping.
I look very much forward to meeting him and the delegation, and we'll see what happens.
The Chinese leader likely won't arrive empty-handed, according to Stimson Center senior associate Yun Sun.
I foresee that the Chinese will send Xi here with a pretty large and generous gift package in terms of domestic infrastructure investment here in the United States.
Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
Authorities in southern Somalia are searching for five World Health Organization workers who were abducted by suspected al-Shabaab militants. Colonel Deke Abdi Khalif says the workers were in their home Sunday when gunmen broke in, took them by force, and drove them to a remote area. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.